AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to Joy News at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM and hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we on Love 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions, including Jubilee and Sun City Radio's Keta, Saboba FM Saboba, and A1 Radio Bolgatanga. Get radio, TV, and online content on the MyJoyOnline.com interactive app for Android and iOS devices. Coming up, NPP flag bearer Mamadou Bawumia pledges jobs and transformative leadership in his manifesto unveiling in Takoradi yesterday.
Today, Gen Z's, I am well plugged. I am your plug. I shall offer you a problem-solving leadership.
Also in this bulletin, what's shaping the choices of the KIA in this election?
Over there are no jobs because of poverty. So I have to come to Accra to do KIO. A week, we pay 100 cedis.
A week, you're paying 100 cedis just to sleep on the floor?
Yes.
We have more for you in just 10:18. Also, NADMO urges residents along the Volta River to move to higher grounds, warning of limited relief items as the Bagri Dam spills today.
And so for now, we are asking them to leave this dangerous area. This, if not, is true. We don't have much in stock to be able to help to salvage this situation when it is hard hit on us.
Also in business, Citi posts its first daily appreciation against the dollar in recent times as it continues with a good run against some of the major trading currencies. These and more with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. Election headquarters, NPP flag bearer Dr. Mamadou Bawumia made a case for his leadership during the unveiling of his manifesto in Takoradi yesterday, promising to usher in an era of transformative governance. He also emphasized his commitment to creating jobs and positioning himself as a problem-solving leader dedicated to addressing the pressing issues of Ghanaians. Samuel Imbura has a wrap of activities at the Ghana Senior Technical School yesterday.
The NPP manifesto comprehensively addressed all thematic areas to transform the economy. Dr. Bawumia emphasized his ultimate goal of creating employment.
Today, Gen Z's, I am well plugged. I am your plug. I shall offer you a problem-solving leadership built on my values of integrity, compassion, and sincerity.
He also highlighted his track record as vice president as proof of his ability to deliver.
I have, with the full blessings and support of my boss, promised and delivered on many groundbreaking policies.
His running mate, Dr. Maito Opoku-Prempeh, expressed his readiness to work with the grassroots to secure the victory.
We, Kukudites, will fight from room to room. I will promise that we will work and work and deliver a better Ghana for your legacy purposes.
President Akufo-Addo, visibly impressed by the ideas presented by Dr. Bawumia and his running mate, had this to say.
I have no hesitation. As the outgoing president is saying that they will be worthy successors to the office of president and vice president.
The president did not end his speech without taking a swipe at former president John Mahama.
This is a man who has respect for the people of Ghana. This is not a man who is going to tell the Ghanaian people that you have short memory. This is not somebody who is going to say to the Ghanaian people, when his policies have failed, that I am not a magician. That is not the language of Mamadou Bawumia.
Samuel Limbura with that report. Meanwhile, some young head porters who are first-time voters cite the lack of jobs and poor living conditions as reasons for leaving home. As the elections approach, these girls are demanding better opportunities back home to avoid the harsh conditions they endure in Accra. Lois Shola Adeyemi interacts with them in our latest episode of Just Turned 18.
Over there, there are no jobs. Because of poverty, my mother cannot provide me. So I have to come to Accra to do kayayo.
Living at Concomba. The rent is also high. I'm paying 150.
For a month?
It's a wooden infrastructure. And that one, the cement that I've there is not even good. A week, we pay 100 cedis.
A week, you're paying 100 cedis just to sleep on the floor?
Yes. And the ground, the floor too is not even good. But what will you do? You don't have anybody here. You have to just manage it like that.
The room is not good. Now, the place that I'm staying, we are 12 in number. I just use my cloth and spread the cloth and the floor, and I floor that. Because if you sleep, how to turn it right is difficult for you to turn.
Sometimes, if you go to Kaya, you get feisty. You have to manage. You have to send some to your parents.
And Justin 18 shows at 1 p.m. or 1:30 p.m. on the Joy News channel. You want to catch that. Now, NADMO says it does not have enough relief items to support all persons likely to be displaced by the spillage of the Bagu Dam in Burkina Faso. As Burkina Bay Power Utility Authority, Sonabel, commences the exercise today, the Water Resources Ministry, in a memo to stakeholders, called for the relocation of persons in flood-prone areas. Speaking to Joy News on measures being taken to mitigate the impact, West Gonja Municipal NADMO Director Adam Bouvog explained that although efforts are being made to relocate persons from the red zones, his outfit does not have enough relief supplies.
And so for now, we are asking them to leave these dangerous areas, these areas that are liable to flood, these areas that are likely to cause deadly disasters in the future. So our topmost priority for now is to let these people leave this area. And so we are going to see those that will be leaving. Then based on that, if it is 10, 100, 50, then based on these numbers, whatever that support that we have, then we go to give to those people. If it is not adequate to be able to serve all the people that we have in those, then it will be then and then that we will ask for assistance from our this is assembly.
Now, 4 years after President Akufo-Addo cut short for water projects in Tamale, Yendi and Damango, these communities remain without water. A feature by the Fourth Estate's Evans, Aziamo Mensa and Adjoa Adobia also revealed that the promised projects never commenced. The Ghana Water Company has also given a contrary account to President Akufo-Addo's claim that funding had already been secured in 2020 for the project. Here are excerpts of the feature.
I'm happy to announce the government has secured funding for the Upper East, Tamale, Damango, Yendi, and water supply project.
These projects were meant to alleviate the people's plight. In the specific case of Tamale, the president listed some of the beneficiary communities that were to benefit when the project is completed.
The beneficiary towns and communities of this project and its environs include Cheshegu, Nantong, Yape, Yipala, Chirifuili, Kusogo. Clap for the president.
In June this year, that is 4 years after the president's grand sword-cutting ceremonies, the Fourth Estate visited the areas that were to benefit to verify if these projects have been executed. Surprisingly, we discovered that nothing had happened on the Tamale, Yendi and Damango water projects.
Now, time after time, some residents who live in flood-prone areas keep hope alive that one day their plight of having to run from home when the rainy season sets in would be addressed. But it seems that hope is gradually waning. Hannah Odami has more in our Flood of Trauma series.
After years of keeping hope alive without receiving any major help, some residents living at flood-prone area Odona say they have accepted their fate and have devised backup plans to keep they and their property safe when the rains came down. 52-year-old Sarah Kote Oyo has lived in this house for 45 years. She tells me until the overpass was constructed at the Kwame Nkrumah Circle and the drains in their backyard covered, they lived without fear of the rain. In fact, they enjoyed it when they see the clouds, but not anymore.
Previously, the drain behind our house was just okay to contain all the rainwater. But now, it cannot hold that much water because the drain has been covered. Due to that, any little rain causes flooding. People have also built on the waterways, and this has really messed us up.
Sarah's coping mechanism is working, but she does not want her children to go through the same situation.
And that's how we end the bulletin this morning on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamiche-Thompson. Up next is business on the Super Morning Show.
Jump on
go go the go go.
Ah, go go me.
At what time when you come back, where I don't hear the sound of your car? Why you buy new car?
No, I don't change my car. It be the same ride. It be the fuel way I change. Way one shouts it. Ever since I started using the all new Excellium Premium Fuel, fortified with 3-in-1 action. Oh, Joe, now my car they run like electric car. No, no, it's so.
This is the type of fuel where they want to. Cause now engine they cost. Where they want for way if I buy it, it go protect my engine. And with the small way I buy, I go drive, sir.
Absolutely. It's like strapping a turbocharger to your engine and giving it a protector. And what they bust my mind safe, be the 3-in-1 action, no? Excellium, they prevent up to 99% of deposit. It be anti-wear, some be anti-corrosion. Won't pay way now, open
there. Hey, yeah. So where can I find this magical fuel?
Just head over to any Total Energy service station and your car will thank you.
Hey, then make a finish Magobe fast, then rush go Total Energies. My friend, but why your hand the Magobe inside?
I'll give you info. Make a fill the Gobe too small.
Go-go! The go-go!
Jopana! Excellium is designed to protect your car engine, decrease fuel consumption, and lower CO2 emissions. Don't say fuel, say Excellium. Choose Excellium, choose quality.
Hey, we see you specking your car, taking that trip, chilling on the beach, chalet. Now we want to see this become your story. Simply use your Absa card 10 times or more and you'll be entered into a monthly draw where you stand the chance to be among 5 lucky winners to take home 40,000 Ghana cedis. The more you use your card, the more entries you'll receive. Earn an extra entry by using the Absa app or internet banking 5 times or more. No Absa card, don't worry. Visit the nearest branch for an Absa account or card today and make winning part of your story. Promotion is between 1st July and 31st October. This promotion is regulated by the National Lottery Authority on the Caritas Lottery platform. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Your preferred retirement partner, Apex Trustee, offers you an unmatched pension administration service that guarantees a cheerful life of retirement for both formal and informal sector workers. Our Progress Occupational Pension Scheme, the Progress Provident Fund Scheme, and the Progress Personal Pension Scheme will help you achieve financial peace of mind during retirement. Apex Trustee provides employer-sponsored schemes, including staff welfare schemes, seeking to outsource the day-to-day administration of their second-tier occupational pension and third-tier Provident Fund Schemes. Start the quality lifestyle journey you envisage for your retirement now. Call us on 0504-368048 or 0256-793330. Apex Trustee, a joyous retirement begins here.
Yeah. We have a new leader in town, OBRNT. I'm on for. Me don't want to see the brain. When you say my baby, maybe mama more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mama lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Yeah. Introducing the new President Charcoal packed with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
Please, do you still refill cylinders here?
Oh yes, and there are a lot of benefits when you refill gas cylinders here. Not only do we get to run safety checks on your cylinder before refill, but you get to buy any amount of gas per your pocket. And you even get to see for yourself how much is really being put into the cylinder, so you're not cheated.
Master, this one there, Philly Gadochi. I know say you no invite me, but I go talk some. If you no believe LPG stations, like how we taxi drivers, go fill our tanks.
But do these LPG stations have permit to still operate?
Of course. LPG stations stations are safer now than ever. We've always been licensed and fully regulated by National Petroleum Authority with total support from Ghana Fire Service, Ghana Standards Authority, Factory Inspectorate, as well as the EPA. So don't worry, crap.
Oh, I hear say these LPG stations be for indigenous Ghanaians. It be true?
Of course. LPG refilling is the only industry in Ghana that is now 100% owned by Ghanaians. By refilling your cylinders at the gas station, you are promoting indigenous businesses.
The money, you go stay here.
Oh, yes. Protect local businesses by refilling your gas cylinders at LPG stations nationwide.
We know we shall win.
The luckiest, luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah. The luckiest, luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers. The luckiest, luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah. The luckiest, luck is everywhere, for everyone, yeah.
Doctors,
nurses,
barbers,
drivers,
bouncers,
friends,
teachers,
bankers. The luckiest,
you could be the luckiest.
Right, so welcome back, and thank you very much for staying with us here on the Super Morning Show on Joy 99.7 FM. And the 6 a.m. news brought to us by Total Energies. Total, we go the extra mile for you. Absa Bank Ghana Limited, your story matters. And it's now time for the Joy Business Report with Daryl Kwawa and the team, brought to us by Safari Valley Resort, bringing you closer to nature, and Omnibusek Bank at your service. Agbafu.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a long day yesterday.
Yes. I mean, we thought that we were going to be ending, we thought we would end at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. but it went past 8, and so I think that we wrapped up post 8:30 p.m.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
from
yeah.
around midday.
You know, that's what the job brings, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like we had a choice. We had to be there.
So finally, the MPP manifesto launched.
Yes, it's been launched. And I'm sure you probably may have been monitoring some bites from the manifesto launch. Just listen to these.
I've gone to bed every night secure in my knowledge that my vice president stands firmly with and behind me in everything that I have tried to do in these last 7.5 years. He has been the picture, the model of loyalty itself. And all I can say to his vice is that even if he has half of the loyalty that Mahmoud Bawumia has shown to me, he is going to be an excellent vice president.
I believe that as vice president, the policies I have championed or initiated have impacted the lives of virtually every Ghanaian. I have, with the full blessings and support of my boss, promised and delivered on many groundbreaking policies that are happening for the first time in our history. To the Gen Zs, I am well plugged into the new world you belong, and I know the keys to press to unlock your potentials within. I am your plug. I shall offer you a problem-solving leadership built on my values of integrity, compassion, and sincerity.
So this morning, we're focusing on the NPP manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking the very simple question. I mean, you've listened to the NPP promises for the next 4 years.
So many of them, as you add.
Now, based on, you know, the highlights document that was shared, 73 promises.
Huh.
The question is, looking at where we are today, are these the kind of bold solutions needed to transform the Ghanaian economy and our livelihoods? Dr. Bawumia says he's gone around the country, three things: cost of living, jobs, and roads. Now, are these the kind of policies that would address the concerns that you have as Ghanaians? Mm. I don't know. Yes, Larry, you
He seemed to give the impression that he's running his own vision, which is separate from Nana Akufo-Addo, and there were some very innovative ideas that he shared. But like you point out, the question is, would they come to light? I mean, we've seen politicians promise so many things, and 73 of them, is he going to execute them, or is just campaign talk? You talked about the cost of living. I was just wondering, well, you're in this government, inflation's gone high, we are struggling with prices of items. What did you do? And so, I mean, these are some of the questions that Ghanaians will be asking themselves.
Well, these are the questions Ghanaians will be asking. Get onto X, use the hashtag JoySMS, or you can also join us on Facebook. We'll share your thoughts with the rest of the world. After all, you're the reason we're here this morning. Now, time for the Joy Business Report with Daryl Kwao and the team. But of course, this morning also be talking about, the Bagri Dam. Now, the Bagri Dam will be spilled today. And so that's a conversation we must have. Well, I mean, we need to know more about our preparation. But of course, this morning also, our friends from GCB Bank PLC will be joining us here on the Super Morning Show right after 8 a.m.
Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Joy Business Report. Coming up this morning, Citi posts its first daily appreciation against the dollar in recent times as it continues with a good run against some of the major trading currencies. Also coming up, some oil marketing firms hint of further reduction in prices of petroleum products if Citi continues to stabilize. And World Bank set to review Ghana's classification as debt-distressed country if it finalizes agreement with external commercial creditors. Details coming up. My name is Daryl Kwao. Thanks for being with us this morning. Hello to our friends listening from Koforidu on KTU Radio. The city, for the first time in recent times, recorded an appreciation against the dollar based on performance tracking on a daily basis. Is this a sign that the worst is over for the city, and how sustainable is this development? George Raffi starts us off with this report.
The marginal appreciation was recorded last week when you look at how the city fared in a day compared to the previous day, in what some may call the day-on-day performance. This is based on the price quotes that some of the commercial banks offered last week and how it traded on the interbank market on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Some of the major commercial banks in the forex trading space have told Joy Business that the city's performance can be linked to improved dollar supply coming from the Bank of Ghana. And they even expect this development to continue this week in terms of the city's good run. The local currency's monthly depreciation has slowed from over 7% in May 2024 to just about 1% in July this year. But there are some who would also want to link the city's recent performance to the dollar weakening in value on the international market. But on the question of sustainability and whether the city's woes are over, well, time will tell.
George Yafir with that report. On the currency market this morning, the dollar going for 15 cedis 75 pesos based on quotes from some major commercial banks. The British pound going for 20 cedis 28 pesos. The euro 17 cedis 29 pesos. Now, some oil marketing companies say they will reduce fuel prices further if the city continues to stabilize against the dollar. It's coming after some of the marketing firms started reducing fuel prices last week, influenced by the city's performance and stable crude oil prices on the international market. Now, speaking to Joy Business at the 10th anniversary of Petrosol Ghana, Chief Executive Michael Bosombil said his outfit will also continue to provide quality fuel, not to shortchange consumers.
We as a company, we have always committed ourselves to delivering quality at a discount. So anytime we assess the numbers and we see that we can offer discount to the customer, we readily do so. And so, yes, once the numbers are right, my technical team, they are analyzing, you can be sure. If you look at the market right now, the window that ended, even the prices we have on the market now, we are operating at one of our stations. If you just turn around and you look at our prices, the quality that we are putting on the market and the fact that we've already discounted. So we deliver high quality at discounted prices. So that's us. So it's something we do every, window.
You heard Michael Bosombil there. He is a chief executive of Petrosol Ghana. A quick update on the commodity market this morning. Crude oil declined marginally from yesterday's trade and is selling this morning at $79 a barrel. Gold opened trading at $2,500 an ounce after losing more than $7. Cocoa went up by $139 to open trading at $7,087 a ton. Now, Ghana's classification as a debt distress country by the World Bank and IMF will be reviewed as soon as it reaches a final deal with external creditors. That's the assurance coming from the World Bank country director, Robert O'Brien. It follows concerns that despite Ghana reaching an agreement on how to restructure some of the external debts, that did not influence the latest classification on our ability to pay debts in the future. But the World Bank country director says they are waiting for some progress to be made when it comes to the commercial creditors for the review to be done.
Once the commercial debt restructuring is finalized, and assuming it's finalized according to the parameters of the debt sustainability analysis, and assuming Ghana continues with its policy commitments and targets, macroeconomic policy and fiscal policy, then we would see a better debt situation. So it's still a work in progress. And so obviously our analysis can only take into account what's already actually been done.
World Bank Country Director Robert O'Brien there. Well, the Chamber of Independent Power Producers is challenging government over claims of finalizing debt restructuring deal with members. It follows claims by the Minister of State at the Energy Ministry, Herbert Crapper, that an agreement has been reached in restructuring some $1 billion. But Chief Executive of the Chamber, Dr. Elikulim Apetogbo, insists nothing has been done.
It is inaccurate for the government or the ministers to be making such wrongful pronouncements. It is not fair to the process. It devalues the integrity of the process. Let's understand that these are very sensitive international commercial issues and should be treated as such. This propaganda or political comment poses a great risk of pressure from our principal or interested parties on our default obligations.
Chief Executive of the Chamber of Independent Power Producers, Dr. Elikulim Apetogbo there. Now, government failed to meet its treasury bills target for the sixth week running. According to T-bills auction published by the Bank of Ghana, the government missed the target by 6.91%. Here's more in this report.
The government got 4.624 billion Ghana cedis from the sale of the T-bills. The target for the auction was 4.96 billion Ghana cedis, 3.606 billion representing 77.97% came from the 91-day T-bills. The uptake was 3.606 billion Ghana cedis. The 182-day T-bills saw bids worth 733.59 million Ghana cedis tendered. All were accepted. For the 364-day T-bill, 284.92 million Ghana cedis were tendered and all were accepted. Meanwhile, interest rates were mixed on the money market. While the yield on the 91-day bill went up, that of 182-day and 364-day bill fell marginally. The yield on the 91-day bill was 24.843% from the previous weeks of 24.825%. However, the yield on the 182-day bill was 26.746%, lower than the preceding weeks of 26.764%.
Turning to other news, the Chamber of Agribusiness Ghana is making a strong case for farmers hit by drought in the northern part of the country to be compensated. The drought situation has hit hard at farmers who depend heavily on rains for their farms. Now, some of the farmers that finance their farm projects by bank loans or with bank loans are also in a serious situation as they now fear defaulting. There are also concerns about how this could impact on the country's food security. Anthony Morrison is chief executive of the Chamber of Agribusiness.
What happened to the VRA tillage victims in the Volta region? Government took some millions of dollars from the World Bank. We are almost getting to a year of that unfortunate disaster. What has happened to them? We don't trust government in the business of compensating farmers. We expect them to put in place the critical externalities that will enhance farmers to be able to be productive. What you should be looking at is assets. We do not even have a validated, credible national data of farmers' traceability and mapping such that we know. No, we don't have anything like that.
You heard Anthony Morrison, who is chief executive of the Chamber of Agribusiness Ghana. While turning to Habitat Fair today, generators don't come cheap nowadays. And come to think about installation after sales support. Well, all these things could come free. free, yes, if you happen to be at the Ecobank Journeys Habitat Fair and engage with one of our sponsors, G&J Technical Services. Here's a Managing Director for G&J Technical Services, Matthew Kojo-Isiedu.
We are a 30-year-old company. We stick to what we know, which is a quality product supported by a highly skilled team. So what to expect from us is, if delivery is within Accra, obviously we do that for free. If we have to come to your house to do an assessment and a survey, once you come through the channel of the Ecobank Fair, that survey is free as well. You definitely benefit from discounts when you come through the same channel as well. So right off the bat, if you engage us, there's a 2.5% discount there and then. If the conversation progresses further to you actually buying, we add on an extra 7.5%.